WTAW News time is 8:04. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. Blinn College trustees have named an interim district president covering all its campuses. Dr. Ana Guzman has been president of community colleges in San Antonio and most recently Santa Fe, New Mexico. Trustees President Douglas Bohart says the unanimous vote followed interviews with three finalists.
On Dr. Guzman's experience as a leader for community colleges experiencing strong growth enrollments such as Blinn has had, as well as the feedback we received from public forums held on our campuses with her a week or so ago.
Dr. Guzman, who is also a former vice chancellor for the Texas A&M system, will start around January 15th. Bohart says the interim will not be a candidate for district president on a permanent basis. Next year's College Station school district calendar will repeat the format used this year. After that, will be more input in the process used by the College Station school board. That follows a lengthy discussion at a recent workshop. Carol Barrett suggested changing the date of the annual survey, which has been in November.
Well, and I think it's interesting that the voting takes place like right before Thanksgiving when people are tired. Okay, and then they're going to go, that's on their mind. If you took this vote in May, I wonder what they would say then, because you know, that's when I work with kids a lot, is in May and June, and the kids in College Station are like, woohoo, we're out, and Brian's not.
Next year's CSISD calendar was supported by 61% of parents, but by less than 40% of teachers, other district employees, and other community members. The fifth arrest of a College Station man since April accuses him of murder. 19-year-old Terrence Johnson Jr. was arrested Friday following an indictment by a Brazos County grand jury. Johnson is charged with shooting DeTorian Peterson during a burglary or robbery at Peterson's home in Bryan October 22nd. The initial police report indicated three suspects. Authorities have not disclosed if additional arrests will be made. It's not been a happy holiday season for about four dozen burglary victims in the Twin Cities. Bryan police continue to count up the losses from 38 storage units hit last Thursday at the A&B complex. Locks were cut to gain access. On Saturday, College Station police received 9 burglary reports from various locations. 6 vehicles and 3 homes were hit. More restrooms are coming to Wolfpin Creek Park. The College Station City Council approved spending $242,000 for what Parks and Recreation Director David Schmitz says is a larger version of what is located at the skateboard park.
This particular restroom is a pre-manufactured style restroom built to heavy-duty standards that we require in our park facilities.
The unit going into Wolfpin Creek Park will be located near the Arts Center. It will have 3 men's and 3 women's stalls and will be open year-round. A pair of traffic advisories includes one in Bryan, where Villa Maria is down to one lane by Blinn College due to installing new traffic signals and rebuilding the intersection at Joseph. And the freeway will be closed again tonight at the Rock Prairie exit from 7 p.m. until 6 a.m. to install signs on the new bridge. WTAW News time is 8:07. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Seinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
The Happy Honda Day sales event is going on now at Allen Honda. Take advantage of 0.9% financing for up to 60 months on remaining 2014 Accord, Civic, and CRV models. Or choose the new model year 2015 Odyssey or Pilot and get 1.9% for up to 60 months. Plus, all 2015 models come standard with rear-view camera. So hurry in for the best selection during Happy Honda Days going on now at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Good morning. It's 8:08. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 30 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Considerable cloudiness today. There may be a couple of showers. Temperatures only 50 to 55 through the afternoon. Turning partly cloudy overnight, lows 35 to 40. Tomorrow, sunshine develops. Highs will make their way up to about 50 to 55. A clear and cold Christmas Eve in the forecast for the region. Lows will be near 35. Christmas Day will be sunny and bright, with temperatures very close to 60 during the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:09, of course, it's time for holiday miracles, Christmas miracles, and, well, here's one for you. In a story proving so bizarre that it's just got to be true, looks like a British man woke up from a coma, not only with the newfound ability to speak fluent French, but he also believed he was actor Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
Yeah, according to New York.
How do
you say that in French? Yeah. According to the New York Post, Rory Curtis, aware that he wasn't actually Matthew McConaughey, but part of him thought that he had to be. He said, "When I looked in the mirror, I was shocked because I didn't look like him. I didn't know what I was looking at. Then it eventually clicked, and I thought, he's an actor." Rory went on to say that he continued to think about shooting movies, saying, "But at times I was in the hospital thinking, I can't wait to get out of here to get back to making movies." Weirder still was Rory's newfound ability to speak French fluently. Apparently he studied the language in school, but was never a fluent speaker until he emerged from the coma.
Weird. See? It's stuck in there.
Yeah, he reportedly spoke. Yeah, it is. It's just you can't access it, right? He was on a different hard drive. he reportedly spoke with a nurse in fluent French once he woke, something that he and his family still can't explain. Rory was in a coma for 6 days after a terrible car accident, but he says he has a new appreciation for life that he credits to the event.
So he was just dreaming in French and Matthew McConaughey? Je ne comprends pas, baby. All right.
Wow, that's weird. Good French.
He drops right into him, doesn't he?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I don't know. Maybe we can have him as a guest on the show if he'll speak English.
All right, so forget the kids. What are you doing for your dog this Christmas? Dateline Tokyo. And how are you going to celebrate with your cat? Those are the questions in the minds of many people in Japan, whereas in the United States, the number of pets far outstrips the number of children. And candy cane chew toys, well, there are just not enough of them, as a matter of fact. For instance, Yoko Suzuki was shopping in a neighborhood with the dog that he had, that was wearing a hand-knit Santa suit, but it almost obscured the dog's pink jeweled collar.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Also, yeah, fingernails were painted. Oh, and sequins on the UGG boots that the dog was
wearing.
What
kind of dog was this?
It doesn't say.
An embarrassed one.
You know, I guarantee you the tail was tucked. And think about that. I mean, now, if you've got a dog and you put reindeer ears on it, reindeer antlers on it, and it runs around, that's okay, as long as it's not trying to get them off. But if the dog tucks the tail, he or she's not happy.
You could be a Grinch.
Or you could be what?
The Grinch.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Antlers on his dog.
Well, again, nothing. One of the top YouTubes this year, right? The guy who put the giant spider, on top of his dog. And have you seen it? Oh, it's a cool video. Go look that up. Giant spider dog. It's got like 83 million views.
Now I know what you're talking about. It wasn't an actual spider.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, it was the spider suit.
Yeah, spider puppet
kind of thing. Now I've seen it. I was like, man, Scott, that's sadistic.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. All right, so anyway, it ties right in because Leah's here this morning from the Humane Society. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Okay.
Yes, I've seen the giant spider. It's very entertaining.
It is, and again, and it seemed like the dog was okay with it.
Yeah. And the people's reaction is.
The people's reaction is what's priceless. But again, and I know there probably are some dogs who don't mind having that stuff on, but we'll put sweaters on ours when the weather's cold to walk them, and they dig that. Yeah, they're ready for that because that's kind of practical. But yeah, things on their head they may not like so much.
Yeah, not many do.
Yep, that's it. So what's going on at the shelter this week?
Well, we are wrapping up 12 Strays of Christmas today because today is our last day open before the holidays. We will be closed tomorrow and then on Christmas Day, of course. Mm-hmm. So that's the 12 dogs and 12 cats that have been with us the longest that haven't been adopted yet. And it's kind of been a sporadic adoption on them. You know, dogs and cats actually both started off slow and dogs picked up and we hung on to some cats and whatnot. So as they're getting adopted, we're adding.
Very interesting. Right. Yeah, a little sound.
we're adding the next animal that's been with us the longest. So mm-hmm. we're open today, 11 to 6. You can also come by and get a gift certificate if you want to help someone with the holiday option there maybe getting a pet for helping them get a pet for the holidays or even afterwards.
One of the worst things is getting an animal for somebody.
Yeah,
right?
You know, we had a girl one time that came in. She was saying, "Oh, I want to get this dog." It was an Australian Shepherd for her mother.
Uh-huh.
And we said, "Well," and we talked to your mom, and her mom said, "Oh, I do not want a dog." You know, we've had other instances where you think grandma wants a cat, and grandma does want a dog, you know, something like that. So let them pick it out, but you can pay for it. We have these gift certificates available, and we also have gift certificates that you can make it in any amount. So if you want to just work towards a portion of the adoption fee or maybe a microchip for the pet they already have and get that animal microchip so that if it ever gets away from them, we can contact them. We also have certificates, donations made in honor of. What's that person that has everything? What are you going to get them? Well, why don't you do a donation in their honor and we can give you a certificate so you can actually give them something in that gift exchange. We also, we notify everybody by mail regardless of the time of year, every donation made in someone's name. And but this time of year, sometimes people want to actually give something.
Sure.
So that's an option as well. Again, we're open today 11 to 6, and then we will be closed tomorrow. And the next day, we'll be back open on the 26th, though, and Saturday as well. For more information, go to our website, aggielanehumane.org. Check out all the options. If you've got a pet at home going, "Oh, I'm not sure what I'm going to do with the holidays as far as pet safety," Google mm-hmm. that. There's lots of information. Things that sometimes you wouldn't think of at all are definitely hazards to your pet during the holidays. The number one way is biggest hazard, escaping.
Yeah, that's it. So that's where the chip comes in.
That's
right?
Where your microchip comes in. So get that done. And if you found a dog, if you're traveling somewhere and you found a dog, it needs to go to the shelter nearest to where you found it. Mm-hmm. If you're somewhere between here and, I don't know,
Dallas, let's
someplace.
Say.
Yeah, okay, they need to, you know, if you found it in the Waco area, take it to the Waco shelter, something of that. They can't come down here. People aren't going to think to look for their pet down here. If it's chipped, great, but not all of them are. So people do it quite often. They're coming back from, you know, winter break wherever, and, oh, they were at Texarkana, and they brought us a dog from Texarkana. That person's not going to look here, folks, so please get it to the shelter in their area or call animal control or something of that nature in that area again. Yeah. So visit us again, 5359 Leonard Road. Again, we're closed tomorrow and Christmas Day.
All right, Merry Christmas to you and the staff there, too.
Yes, we've got the dogs covered. If those are wondering, we've got it all covered. There'll be staff in. I will actually be there on Christmas Day.
Oh, well, all right. You draw that straw this year. All right, well, you'll have
a good
holiday. I
do every year.
There, okay. And Brittany's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
I'm doing fabulous. How
are
you?
All right. What do you got on the agenda?
Well, we're slow, so this is just going to be a big save the date segment, I
guess.
Right. But we got some good events coming up in January. Our first one's Thursday, January 15th. It's our business after hours. It's going to be at Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest, and I've heard some great things about
that. It's something. Mm-hmm.
I guess it's not that new, but the remodel has been really good, so that'll be fun. Then January 28th at the Hilton College Station is the Economic Outlook Conference, and that's a great opportunity for the community to get together and learn about the temperament of our economy here in the Brazos Valley as well as all over the state of Texas. I think they're going to do different levels.
Mm-hmm.
That's sponsored by Wells Fargo and the City of College Station, and you can always find out more RSVP at bcschamber.org. And then coming back in January, our first deluxe ribbon cutting is Vista College, and that is 2704 South Texas Avenue, and that's going to be January 7th, 11:30 to 12:30.
All right, very good. Well, y'all have a good Christmas at the Chamber, and we'll pass that on to the entire staff there, will you?
Okay, I sure will. Yeah, Merry Christmas.
All right, thank you. That's it. Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 5 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A+ rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
It looks like more advances for stocks. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The stock market futures suggest Wall Street's rally will resume when the opening bell rings. Investors were encouraged by the Fed's indication there will be no rush to hike interest rates, and it's expected other major central banks will maintain easy money policies. BlackBerry posted an adjusted profit of a penny a share for the latest quarter. That was better than expected. Online bargain hunters have had to be on their toes this holiday season. New tools let merchants monitor competitors' prices in real time and make almost instant adjustments. Shoppers trying to buy at the lowest possible price have been facing moving targets. The cost of some items can change several times a day. When it comes to holiday lighting, Midwesterners tend to be do-it-yourselfers. People on the West Coast are more likely to hire professionals to put up their home displays. Home Advisor says residents of Los Angeles, Dallas, and Chicago are the most likely to call companies to hang their lights. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Ready to create your own income with your own home-based business where there's no such thing as getting laid off? If a billionaire entrepreneur spent 5 years and $20 million searching for the next big trend, wouldn't you want to know what he found? If you're serious about making money from home without having to leave home, then write this down. www.gohernext.com. You decide your income. Get the facts now. Gohernext.com.
Are you turned off by on?
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence. The Learfield Sports Director's Cup.
Aggie football team continues preparation for the AutoZone Liberty Bowl in Memphis on Monday the 29th. That game will kick at 1 o'clock, our broadcast at 12 noon. Here's the Christmas week schedule as given to us by head coach Kevin Sumlin.
We'll practice Christmas Eve. Will be a Monday practice for us. And then Christmas Day would be a Tuesday, our work day. Really heavy work day, and then we'll get to Memphis that night. So it's right around the corner. We're looking forward to it.
Aggie head football coach Kevin Sumlin. A Merry Christmas to one and all. And again, the team getting ready for West Virginia, the Liberty Bowl on the 29th, noon broadcast on this station, 1 o'clock kick time. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health, 776
5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
The joys of Christmas. The journey of the wise men in search of the Christ child is the theme of many legends, all adding to the joys of Christmas. One such story tells of the gifts the mother of the Christ child gave to the three. That story in a moment.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
After the three wise men had presented their gifts to the Christ child, one legend goes, Mary, the mother of Jesus, gave them a linen band in which the Christ child was wrapped, and a small box containing a stone, signifying that their faith should remain as firm as a rock. The wise men, according to the story, thought the stone had no value, so they threw it into a well. Fire from heaven immediately descended into the well. The three wise men carried that holy fire back to their countries and placed it in churches where it is kept burning and worshipped by the people. Another legend that adds to the joys of Christmas.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. According to a recent nutritional study, Americans are wasting their money on vitamins. Not by taking vitamins, no, you need your vitamins, but by taking poor quality vitamins. Truth is, many of those discount brands are very poor quality, and your body just doesn't get the needed benefit. Did you know that the body can only absorb a limited amount of vitamin B at any one time? Yeah, the rest is expelled and wasted. Which is why Be Active from the Activate Company is time-released, so that you get the full benefit of all the vitamins. And Be Active is 100% pharmaceutical-grade vitamins made in an FDA-approved American lab. Now, don't let your money go down the drain with inferior vitamin B. Get your money's worth and let your body feel the difference in quality. Go to ActivateProducts.com. That's active and the number 8, products.com. Or call them toll-free, 800-465-4411. 800-465-4411. Now, didn't this just tear it? That's pretty much how Imre Konen felt as he sat on the side of the road. The reason for all the discontent? Well, Imre was broke down about 1 o'clock in the morning on a cold and snowy, blustery Wisconsin night. And his truck just didn't seem to want to run another foot. Imre had just finished a long and tiring 12-hour shift at the Fort Howard Paper Company. And even worse, his team, the Green Bay Packers, had lost again. Oh, he was sure that his man, Bart Starr, would bring the pack back this time, but nope, it just didn't happen. Bart was the coach of the pack now, and it sure seemed like things were just not going right for the former quarterback. After a brilliant career as one of the game's most outstanding quarterbacks, as coach, he was failing. Now, you have to understand that the pack has a tradition, and so do their fans. It's a tradition of winning and championships. After 8 years of struggling to bring those glory days back to Green Bay, time was running out for Bart Starr. This night was no better. What should have been an easy win against the weak and rebuilding New York Giants turned out to be a disaster. It was the final death knell for Starr and his coaching career, and Imre had heard it all on the radio. He thought to himself as he sat in his truck on a freezing winter's night that if there was one man who had more troubles than he did, well, that man was Bart Starr. Now, there was no traffic on the road that night. The late hour and the winter storm kept sane people off the road. Then, one car with a man and a woman slowed down and looked and then took off again. But 10 minutes later, that same car returned, this time with only one person in the front seat. See, after driving his wife home, the man had come back to see how he could help the stranded motorist. The stranger drove off, located some gasoline, and brought it back. Emory asked the stranger what he owed him for his trouble. "Oh, nothing," the man said. "I was just glad to help." And that's the story. Except for one final thing. It's a little-known fact that on the one night when a man had the right to circle his wagons against the world and agonize over his own misery, one man didn't. Instead, he reached out to someone in more need than he. You see, the stranger who stopped and gave a hand to a stranded motorist that night was none other than the embattled coach of the Green Bay Packers, Bart Starr, on his way home from that horrible losing game with the Giants.
Today, why all Americans should be very alarmed over the Sony Pictures hack. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. There's one thing that you really need to know about printers. The new Epson Workforce is an award-winning line of all-in-one printers for your home office, small business, or even corporate workgroups. Epson Workforce printers are powered by Precision Core. It's a new printing technology originally developed for industrial printers. And now, it's available for the rest of us. We call it performance beyond laser. Print shop quality output, vibrant colors, clear, crisp text. But the cost per page is less than half of color laser printers. And printing each page is amazingly fast. Unlike laser printers, there's no warm-up time. It's ready to go when you are, to print on a wide variety of media, including labels, all while using 70% less power than laser printers. It's the Epson Workforce printers, powered by Precision Core. It's simply the best printer I've ever seen. Performance beyond laser. Epson, built to perform. No matter who you are or what you do as an American, we should all be very alarmed over the Sony Pictures hack. Yesterday, the FBI confirmed what we already knew. It was the North Koreans. But this isn't just another Kim Jong-un temper tantrum. This event marks a turning point in American history. Think for a moment. A foreign country, sworn enemy to America, has all but destroyed a major U.S. corporation. In essence, America has lost its first real cyber war. These weren't simply teens and 20-something kids operating out of a mom's basement, trying to steal a few credit card numbers and get on the evening news. This was and is a foreign government with a political agenda invading our country through the Internet. And if they can bring down Sony, what's next? AT&T? The air traffic control system? Con Ed? Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at my website, commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. On the first day of the holiday break at Blinn College, the Board of Trustees have chosen a new interim district president. Dr. Ana Guzman was president the last 2 years in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and before that led San Antonio's Palo Alto Community College for 12 years. Trustees President Douglas Bohart says Guzman was on campus last week, and then she and two other finalists went through Skype interviews with the board Monday morning.
Then the board discussed each of these candidates carefully and determined that any could amply fulfill the duties on an interim basis, but that Dr. Guzman, after considering the number of strengths versus weaknesses that the faculty and staff communicated to us during her on-site visit, and those strengths outnumbered weaknesses by 4-1 margin.
Guzman will start around January 15th, about 2 weeks before District President Harold Nolte retires. Bohart says the interim will not be considered for the job on a permanent basis, and he hopes to have a search committee selected by the end of next month. While College Station school board members unanimously approved next year's school calendar, changes may be coming in how future schedules are set. During the last board workshop, Jeff Harris noticed friction in the district committee and made the recommendation by a 10-8 margin.
What are we going to do if options are put forth that we as a board cannot live with? And I'll tell you, in the DEIC room, it was striking to me how the discussion unfolded, and it was not particularly positive.
Harris called on the board to set more parameters before the calendar is considered for the 2016 and 17 school year.
So that then the variety of calendars that are generated are consistent with what we as a board want to see. I think it will help limit some of the potential antagonism that I saw developing in that meeting.
Like this year, next year's CSISD calendar has a fall semester's finals before Christmas and the school year ending before the first summer session at Texas A&M. After the holidays, parents dropping off and picking up children from one neighborhood near College Station Middle School will have to deal with new no parking zones. The city council at its last meeting sided with homeowners in the Williams Court subdivision to establish no parking zones near College Station Middle School along Regal Row and Castlebrook Drive. Councilwoman Julie Schultz called on the school district to provide on-campus parking in future projects.
Wondered why the school district doesn't have to do things that we make other people do, like a turn lane or something to where there's a place for them to queue cars and get them off the street. I live right by Rockford Elementary, and they're all over the place. And I feel bad for them because there's no other place for them to go. They have to be able to get their kids.
Council members also called on police to patrol no parking zones around schools a couple days of month. Construction crews are getting closer to finishing the expanded Rock Prairie Road Bridge over the freeway. However, that meant closing the freeway last night and tonight in order to install signs and lettering. TxDOT reports College Station Police will provide traffic control as motorists are moved to the frontage roads between 7 p.m. and 6 a.m. And motorists in Bryan are advised that one of the entrances to Blinn College off Villa Maria is closed for the next 3 weeks. The intersection of Villa Maria and Joseph is getting new traffic signals, and a new access is being built to get in and out of the Crestview campus. One of three men initially suspected of a deadly disturbance in Bryan 2 months ago has been arrested on a murder charge. 19-year-old Terrence Johnson, Jr. of College Station, was arrested Friday following an indictment by a Brazos County grand jury. That was 6 days after he was released on bond in another case. Johnson is accused of shooting DeTorian Peterson during a robbery or burglary at Peterson's home on October 22nd. Authorities have not said if there will be additional arrests. A machete was the weapon of a Bryan man that is accused of using it to threaten his girlfriend. 20-year-old Terrell Turner was arrested after police were told he was laughing while slapping the flat side of the machete on her leg, then pressing the non-sharp side of the knife to her neck. A Bryan man wanted for multiple charges in Brazos and Robertson counties is also accused of leading a DPS trooper on a 13-mile chase last weekend. The Saturday incident began in the parking lot of Wixon Valley Convenience Store after the driver was pulled over for a bad headlight. The driver and his 13-year-old passenger were out of the car, but both got back in and took off when the officer was running a driver's license check. Speeds exceeded 100 miles per hour on Highway 21 heading into Bryan. The driver, 20-year-old Joshua Lewis, stopped at Sadie Thomas Park and ran off, where he was caught and arrested a short time later. Governor Rick Perry has set a special election for next month to fill the vacant Texas House District 13 seat. Veteran State Representative Lois Colcourse vacated the seat after winning a Texas Senate special election earlier this month to replace Comptroller-elect Glenn Hagar. The early voting period begins January 5th. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 55 degrees. This final look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. We'll have more news at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Bank and Trust, where local bankers and customers know each other. Everyone talks about customer service, but we live by it. It's the principle this bank was founded on and our commitment to you every day. We invite you to experience the difference real customer service can make when you bank locally. Stop by any of our five convenient locations or contact our customer service department directly at 260-5100. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC.
Come on down Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
December may be the last month of the year, but at Rattler's Convenience Store, there's always a ton of goodies with everyday low prices. This month features a breakfast special. Buy any small coffee for only 25 cents with the purchase of any breakfast item. Don't forget lunch. Check out their hot dogs for only 50 cents when you use your Rattler's reward card. Going home from a hard day's work? Stop in at Rattler's and pick up a 24-pack of any of the fine families of beers from Bud, Miller, or Coors. Rattler's is now accepting job applications at rattlersstores.com. Rattler's, clean, friendly, Texan.
8:38, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Considerable cloudiness today. There may be a couple of showers. Temperatures only 50 to 55 through the afternoon. Turning partly cloudy overnight, lows 35 to 40. Tomorrow, sunshine develops. Highs will make their way up to about 50 to 55. A clear and cold Christmas Eve in the forecast for the region. Lows will be near 35. Christmas Day will be sunny and bright, with temperatures very close to 60 during the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So we had the story a little while ago about the guy who was in a coma. He woke up from the coma, thought he was Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
So, of course, I had nothing else to do but to go find out what that would be in French.
D'accord.
There you go.
Sounds just like it.
It does. That's French got a different word for everything. Anyway, that's what we do here, okay? It's not anything serious. It's just stuff like that. And it's also squashing hoaxes that are out there apparently on the interweb. Thanks to a story on the website Daily Buzz Live, gullible burger lovers across the world tricked into believing that McDonald's, getting rid of their Big Mac, apple pies, and large sizes. The tricky thing is that the Daily Buzz Live featured both real news stories and a few that are satire, and so the not super surprising thing is that that's what people got upset about.
Well, it's like when people quote The Onion and all this other stuff. Like,
it's awesome.
Well, and there's already been news that they're simplifying their menu, so it seemed, you know, sort of in the realm of possibility.
Very true. Now, they are shaking things up a little bit. Revenue's down. It's just not the first choice for hungry folks needing a quick bite now. The problem is McDonald's admits that the menu has too many items. It's too confusing. So, the fast food giant is working on that, as Patrick mentioned. Now, here's a sandwich that Mickey D should think about adding to the menu.
This is according to Scott?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Big McRib. Now, it's actually according to Dude Foods. Dude Foods says that McDonald's should take your regular Big Mac and replace the two burger patties with two McRib patties, which is basically pork bologna, by the way, that they kind of rib a little bit to make it look like it's got bones in it. Anyway, since McDonald's obviously has everything that it needs for the Big Mac components, wouldn't it just make sense that this would be easy to put together?
Well, the McRib's only seasonal in itself, if I'm correct.
Right, well,
pretty
I know.
Pretty much when pork prices tank.
Yeah, and yes, that's right.
Look at it.
I know, but if you'll take that McRib and maybe get another McRib piece of pork bologna, because that's what it is, in there with that sauce, squeeze that down and take a bite and watch where the sauce lands, you know, on your lap, on your shirt, something like that. It's a little messy. I don't know that you can double patty that.
I'm hungry.
Did I see that they're selling a triple now? Is that right? They sell a triple hamburger?
I saw some post on Facebook yesterday, and McDonald's was answering questions on Facebook for people. Like, they were actually answering them.
Really?
Back. Yeah.
Now, would a triple McDonald's burger be their answer to In-N-Out? I mean, is that where we're
maybe?
I don't
know. I thought
that
you could get a McDouble for like $1, so why wouldn't you get two McDoubles and have a quadruple for the same price?
You know, there's things that it's not exactly on the menu that you can get them to make for you. Like there's it's called a specific name, but if you don't, you can't use that. But it's like a chicken patty with two beef patties around it.
The spicy chicken and a McDouble.
Yeah.
And it's $2 and it's delicious.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Yes.
They do a spicy chicken and a McDouble.
Which I've heard.
You have to order them. You order
the
them separately.
Chicken.
Oh, and then you put it together. It's your table
in between the two beef patties, and you can choose to leave the other bun on. But that's
off
just
the
sort
dollar
of ridiculous
menu.
Well, yeah, you put the other, so you've got like double. You've got double hamburger buns, and would you just wrap it back up and squash it down real hard, push down with two hands, and it comes out. That's great.
Inhale it.
Looking forward to that. Let's see what else. Oh, this is a shock. China led the world this year in the consumption of instant noodles with a whopping 46.2 billion servings. That's nothing. I mean, they got a billion people, okay?
Yeah.
The report issued by the International Ramen Manufacturers, the average resident of China scarfed down 34 servings of the instant noodles. Ramen number one spot was followed by Indonesia, then Japan, then Vietnam. I was someplace the other day, and a guy came rolling up with a case of them, a case of ramen noodles, and was buying those.
You can buy them by the, go to old
Can you go to
Sam's
and get like a 14-pound block and just chisel away on it, knock enough off, put it into some boiling water, and call it good? Worst movies of 2014. By the way, we're doing Seinfeld tickets in about 10 minutes, okay? We'll draw that name out. They looked at the five movie review sources to uncover the worst wide-release movies of 2014. They were, I got how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I love counting on the radio. Number 7, This Is Where I Leave You. Number 6, The Pyramid. Number 5, Before I Go to Sleep. Number 4, Transcendence. Okay, there's one I've heard of. Number 3, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Wow. Number 2, Transformers, The Age of Extinction. And number 1, worst movie, according to these five sources, Dumb and Dumber 2.
Yep, I figured. I haven't seen it, and I really don't want to because it's just going to ruin it for me.
Well, you know, for Jim Carrey, it doesn't matter, but who's the other guy?
Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Daniels has done some serious work. I mean, and done some okay shows.
He was in Newsroom.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's done some good work. So they must have really thrown a lot of money at him is all I can figure.
Yeah, typically those sequels just don't pan out.
Not too often. Except Indiana Jones. Now, see, the second Indiana Jones was okay.
Not the third. Oh, the second one? You like the second one or the third one?
Yeah. Well, no, the third one. Was the third one with Sean Connery?
Yeah,
that's okay. It's okay. But, and I guess Star Wars number 2 was all right. But, after that, it does. They generally do drop off pretty quickly.
Well, you hit a milestone on this Christmas Eve.
Oh?
Dow Jones Industrial just hit 18,000.
Whoa! Yeah. There you are.
Messina Hop, the most awarded winery in Texas, invites you to celebrate the holidays with us. Come to Messina Hop Winery for your wine and gifts. Enjoy a tour and a glass of wine at our wine bar. Give the gift of celebration at Messina Hop, conveniently located 10 minutes from campus.
Razor, Ranger, Sportsman, Ace at Polaris Fun Center. There's a Polaris to match your passion on sale for the holidays with financing as low as 2.99% on every new machine. Step up to a 2015 Ranger XP900 and get a free 2-year extended service contract. Or grab an all-new 50-inch Razor 900 or 60-inch Razor S900 at Polaris Fun Center. Polaris Fun Center carries Yeti coolers and rigid LED light bars and flashlights. Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, where they sell fun, not tractors.
Hello, and thanks for listening to the Bible Minute. The Bible Minute is brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30. You can find out more about the BCS Church of Christ by visiting www.bcschurchofchrist.com. The old tongue can get us in trouble if we aren't careful. James chapter 3 in the New Testament is an excellent treatise on the need for us to control our tongues, that is, our speech. Likewise, Proverbs in the Old Testament is another great book that deals much with controlling what we say. Resolve today to study your Bible about the tongue or speech, and be aware of the good or evil you can do with it. You have been listening to the Bible Minute. The Bible Minute is brought to you as a work of the BCS Church of Christ. Learn more about the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30 in College Station, Texas, at our website, www.bcschurchofchrist.com. That is, bcschurchofchrist.com. We invite you to come study and learn with us. Thanks for listening.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, one of my all-time favorite shows.
My show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My show when I was back on the air?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, it's actually was...
Actually, I believe you one time told me that if I didn't get my stuff together, that I wasn't going to have a show. I think that's the way that
I
worked.
Think that's... Yeah, I did tell you that one
About
time.
About 8 or 9 times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't matter.
Yeah.
Went on to do other stuff.
Yeah.
I like the Christmas story, okay? Chase Murphy ended up, I think, getting the Christmas ornament that was the lamp.
Yes, okay. We got a leg.
Yeah, okay.
an Italian leg.
Yeah.
It's a fragile. Yeah. A fragile.
All right, you want to go find it?
I don't want you to find it.
Okay, thank you. Who took the leg belonging to Ralphie's old man from the New York store's annual tribute, A Christmas Story. That's what they're asking in North Tonawanda, New York today. The owner of the Yankee Spirits Liquor Store in North Tonawanda says his annual window display honoring the holiday classic includes memorabilia from the film 1983 when it happened, including several versions of the now iconic leg lamp.
Well, I have a missing mystery as well.
Oh, do you now, Ben Downs from the
Good morning, everyone.
Yes. What do you got? What are we missing? What are we missing?
Okay, Zach, you were there. You were there at the implosion, right?
I was. Correct.
Okay. Here, Tiffany, please come in. Put the stuff in. We're waiting on you. We're covering until you can get the other names. In
80,000 tons of concrete.
You have them in there?
Oh,
they're all in there.
Okay. Got
okay. Everybody's in there.
Okay,
all right. Good.
Right, okay.
Okay. Did anyone think to remove the WTAW historical marker?
Dun, dun, dun.
There's a WTAW, State of Texas, historical marker that was right there at that elevator and has been there for years. An historical marker commemorating WTAW's role as one of the very first play-by-play broadcasts from right there at Kyle Field.
Wow.
And, okay, I thought about it,
yeah.
And it was about 30 minutes before, yeah. And I went over there and I said, look, it'll just take me a minute.
I got a hammer, I got a chisel, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, now, Frito next door remembered he had left a fleece at Cal Field,
yeah.
And lost and found about 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
And he was going to go see if he could get it real quick.
Yeah.
But do we know?
I don't know. My thought is, I guess
would
we can...
Would someone know?
Well, we could get in touch. I would start with Alan Cannon. Okay.
Yeah.
If you know roughly where it was in the building.
I know exactly where it was. It was on the outside as you walk into the big, giant, huge elevator.
So now you have to trace the path down to where it lays next to Auburn Road.
No, it doesn't lay next to anything. If it had not been removed, it is underneath that big, huge elevator shaft that fell straight down.
Hey, gone.
So that, well, I don't know. There may be a chance that someone will say, what's this big old piece of
How big is the plaque?
It's a historical marker. All right. You've seen 1,000 of them on the side of the highway lot less information on them than the beloved WTAW first broadcast of football.
Okay, so it's like the size of a Glockenspiel.
I've been up and down Welburn. I haven't seen one of those brown things saying marker ahead 1 mile.
Oh, you're right.
It can't be there.
I've stood there and read it. I've got pictures of it. It's there.
You can't have an historical marker without a brown sign.
I have taken pictures. I have taken high muckamucks by and said, hey, look, we're the radio station that has its very own historical marker.
I would say.
Oh, it's outside.
Yes!
I see it in a picture. It used to exist.
Before the implosion. Okay. I would say go to Twitter. Put it up there and go, well, where's my little plaque?
I don't have enough followers.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I do have some followers. Yeah. The other day I did ask if I went into a really large store on the Saturday before Christmas to buy some light bulbs and found a broken one.
Yeah.
And I did post on Twitter, should I take it back in and exchange it or just set my hair on fire? So
we have GPS coordinates too.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yes.
See, it's not there anymore.
You know where you can find it.
No, it is there, down below.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not a
did someone rescue it before the implosion?
I bet if you ask real nice, the Texas Historical Commission will make you a new one.
I did ask. I did ask if they. I asked the world famous Henry Mayo,
keeper of the flame, Henry Mayo.
Henry Mayo, and he said, not sure.
And never experienced this before.
You know, we've never imploded.
Yeah, exactly.
We've never imploded a Kyle Field.
You think about that. That should probably be a very real, from the drop-down menu of getting those, replaced due to implosion.
So Henry then referred back to the photographic evidence.
Yes.
And he says he cannot specifically see it still there.
Wow.
But that could be, that doesn't prove anything.
Yeah.
That could mean somebody rescued it before the implosion, or it could mean that the granularity of the photograph was
It was dedicated on September 21st, 2005. We could reinstall it for the 10-year anniversary.
If we can find it.
We might need a new one. They might still have the cast.
It won't be the same though.
it'll be the one that was crunched.
We can use the twisted iron from the cleanup process.
See, that's all I'm thinking. I mean, Have you gotten a new license plate lately? They're just not the same. And this, I think, we're probably talking. It'll end up having air in it, and it'll be light and fluffy. It won't be the
it'll
way
probably
it used to
be made of some form of styrofoam.
That's right. Mr. Downs will draw a name in a moment.
The Happy Honda Day sales event is going on now at Allen Honda. Take advantage of 0.9% financing for up to 60 months on remaining 2014 Accord, Civic, and CRV models. Or choose the new model year 2015 Odyssey or Pilot and get 1.9% for up to 60 months. Plus, all 2015 models come standard with rear view camera. So hurry in for the best selection during Happy Honda Days going on now at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, Garland Shelton Imports, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
No.
I have
an important phone call.
Hold on. Okay. Let's the fake news sounder.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Sharon,
I'm wonderful. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. You sound like a perfectly charming lady. I hope you bring good news. I hope you bring tidings of great joy.
Yeah. I hope so. I do have the name of the gentleman that took down all the plaques around Kyle Field, and I'm pretty sure he got your historical marker also.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm going to ask you to call the front desk, okay, and give the information, 695-9595, okay?
I can do that.
Thanks. Have a good Christmas.
And have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
And Tiffany, the smart one's up there, so she'll take the message. So we're good.
I got one more name for Seinfeld. Tiffany worked very hard to transcribe all these, and Mr. Downs is not going to reach in and pull one of these out.
Just in time.
There, boys, I've got your microphones on now. Yes, so we saved that for you so that now you feel better. Okay, stir it up, okay, and pull one of those out.
All right.
I've got to just call.
By the most strange coincidence, it is Lillian E. Downs.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't
How
it?
Did that happen?
My God.
All right, here we go. There's the secret number, Scott.
Okay, all right.
Here we go. Here comes.
I dropped.
Here comes first attempt at dialing a phone.
You dropped
the guy's.
Hello.
Do
you need help in there?
Yeah. Did I hear you say Seinfeld tickets again?
No.
Well, technically you did, but not in the context where we want to hear from you anymore.
Right.
Okay, you dial the 9. That's good. Good.
Okay, and then.
Trying to get Tiffany to come in there and do it?
No, I don't think so.
Did
I
you
think
dial 979?
Uh-uh.
Okay, good.
You think I
good.
Needed to?
No.
I don't think I did either.
No.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay. We'll see. Okay, it's about 4 minutes till. There's a picture of it.
It's almost like it's real.
Yes, it is real.
Oh, okay. You know, I've never seen. I guess I have seen that. I usually walk in behind.
What do you mean you've never? It's in front of the elevator where highfalutin types.
Yeah.
Okay, and the next.
No, step. He wins.
Oh, he doesn't.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Oh, I love this.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's already given it on the air once.
3536 is not available.
Okay.
Here we go.
Tone, please record your message.
What's his name again?
When
Randy.
You have finished recording,
Randy.
You may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Randy.
Hi,
this
Randy.
This is WTAW, 1620 College Station, Bryan, Texas. Wanted to let you know you're the lucky winner of the Seinfeld tickets. Hey, Randy, ask your answering machine to say, what station just made you a winner? Oh, boy.
Okay.
I'm out of breath, man.
Man.
I want you to leave me a voicemail like that.
That's the awesomest. That's just yeah. That's the other thing. Yeah. Know your limitations.
Well, it used to not be a limitation, Scott.
I know. Yeah, you're exactly right. As Ben has always told us, never run to the microphone.
Yeah.
Once you get there, it just doesn't work very well.
It doesn't.
Let's see. New study estimates that 1 out of every 20 people is addicted to the internet.
Oh, great. Oh,
the other
low?
8, yeah, the other 18 are lying. The other 18 are just lying.
All the other people live
That's
in
right.
North Korea.
Yeah, exactly. Hello?
Since you have to be present to win, can I have those tickets?
Yeah, no, you don't have to be present to win. Thank you.
He has a little Christmas joy coming to him when he opens his voicemail.
We thought about that, though, having all of the contestants gather in the atrium, and then we would announce the winner. We'd kind of call it out over the...
I heard you guys talking about that after we repeated yesterday's Focus on the Family.
Everything.
I'm sorry. I noticed these things.
No, I'm just telling... No, everything today. I didn't even play Rush because it's the third day in a row. Dow Jones Report. Kim Komando. Everything. I've let engineering know. It's the computer. If we just didn't have computers, Ben.
Somebody's hacked us, I think. Yeah.
That's it.
Maybe the North Koreans liked yesterday's Focus on the Family. Or the NSA. They're sitting around a table and a